You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome to the show. What day is this, man? I'll tell you, it's Memorial Day weekend. I have been out of town Monday through Friday. Got back late last night. Somebody just mentioned in my ear, our producer mentioned it is the 25th of May. So Saturday, May 25th it is. And here we are. We're going to freewheel it tonight. It's a holiday weekend. We're coming in here on, how would you describe it, Keith? One wing? You actually had a car wreck today. So I've been out of town for a week, came back home, right into the studio today after just a little bit of downtime. We have relatives and friends in town to visit for Memorial Day. I got a gimp in my get-along. Keith Alexander had a wreck today, and I was thinking, you know, this man's going to have to take some time off to decompress and to collect himself, but no. Keith's motto is, the show must go on. As long as he's alive. I mean, last week he rescues a dog that was hit by a car on the way to the radio station. This week he wrecks his own car, but neither wounded dog or wounded automobile will keep Keith Alexander at bay. And that being said, everybody, welcome to the show. I'm your host, James Edwards, the aforementioned Keith Alexander in the studio. And we're going to be prepared for a wild and woolly broadcast this evening. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what we're going to talk about. It's going to be one of those shows, but it's going to be a good one.
All of this is James's way of saying we're flying by the seat of our pants tonight. Okay, that's what's happening. You know, let's just don't make any mistake about it. But there is so much news, quite frankly, we don't know where to start. Where do you want to start, Jay?
Well, I want to start by reminding everyone and thanking everyone that, and I may have made mention of this last week, it's been such an incredibly hectic week for me. I can't 100% recall, but for the sake of repeating myself, I want to remind you that statistics show that traffic to our website has increased 110% since May 1st. 110% increase in our traffic since May 1st. That, of course, was the day that we unveiled our new design that we're so proud of, and we're moving forward. And, folks, we're going to have another big announcement for you on May 28th. It's an exciting new development for the political cesspool. It's going to take us to new and better places, and I think it's going to be an announcement that's going to move the needle. And what we're going to be doing here with the Liberty News Radio Network as we continue to grow and advance the cause of freedom and liberty and all that good stuff together, we're going to, you know, we're always trying to find new and innovative ways to grow our brand here at TPC, and we're going to be announcing one of those exciting new developments on May 28th, and I'm excited to see where that leads us. And it could lead us anywhere if the correspondence that we receive on a weekly basis is any indicator of that, Keith. And you know, in recent weeks, it has been our become our tradition and custom to share with the audience an email or two that we receive from, well, hell, anywhere. I mean, last week, I think we were reading one from Brazil, right? I mean, the TPC listeners are everywhere, and they're only getting more numerous. And as long as there's breath in me and Keith and the rest of the crew, we're going to see that remains the trend, and we continue to grow and advance our issues. I actually have a postcard here from London, England. A listener in London writes, "Hi, James. May 11th was an especially strong and inspiring show. You guys knocked it out of the park." And he signs it, and from London is the postmark. And he said, "We knocked it out of the park." And on the front of the postcard is a picture of Babe Ruth doing just that. So, Keith, I don't know what we talked about on May 11th. I don't know what I had for breakfast this morning, but it was undoubtedly a good show.
Yeah, this is from somebody named John. We won't give away the last name. That's ubiquitous enough. But thank you, John, for the kind thoughts. Quite frankly, postcards, emails, things like this really keep us going. They put a tiger in our tank. We've got to, you know, soldier on, and sometimes you wonder whether anybody's listening, and then other times you get all of this feedback We have a, not a nationwide, but a worldwide audience. People in every corner of the globe, thanks to the miracle of the internet, listen to us, and we have fans all over, and that gives us a great heart. I tell you, we are heartened by all of this support, and it makes us know that we're doing something that is worthwhile.
Well, I don't know about you, Keith, but I haven't wondered if anybody was listening to this show since about the second week we were on the air in 2004. And I'll tell you, the amount of correspondence we're receiving has just, well, the 110% increase in traffic, it certainly correlates to that. I mean, I am receiving emails. I would normally set aside about a half a day to catch up on the mail each week, at least read through it, if not respond to the most provocative ones, and now it's a chore to do that, and I want it to remain that. I want it to be overwhelming because it shows that we're out there. Yeah, that's right. Keith always asks me to send it to him, and sometimes I fail with the task with which I'm charged as far as that goes. But I try to pass you along a morsel from time to time. But anyway, folks, the May 11th broadcast, and I looked that up while Keith was talking to see exactly what we did that was so good. That was the night Richard Spencer was on. Of course, Keith was on as well. But that was right after we had found out that Rachel Maddow had attacked us with the skinhead moniker. And that was a good show. Anytime Richard's on, it's a great show. But they're all good. You know, I can't differentiate because it's like your kids. You know, you do all these shows. Well, which one's your favorite? Well, they're all my kids. I love them all.
Apparently with Rachel and liberals like her, there's such a thing as a good skinhead and a bad skinhead. I've never heard her criticize Vin Diesel, for example. Have you, James?
No, that's right. He's not a skinhead, even though he has less hair than me. Well, tonight is going to be a busy show. It's going to be a good show, a fun show, a different show. I'm going to tell you something at the top of the next segment that if I'm glad it's not the 1st of April because people would think I'm playing an April Fool's joke on them when I tell you who our featured guest is this evening. Would you believe, folks, that we're having a Victoria's Secret supermodel on? Or at least a former Victoria's Secret supermodel on that's doing some great stuff. And she's going to share with you her story. Now, you probably are still thinking, now, James, now, come on. Pat Buchanan, okay, I believe you. A Victoria's Secret supermodel? No, it can't be. But it is. It is, I promise you. One that's not even taken it off. Yes, that's right. She left a lucrative modeling career with Victoria's Secret because it conflicted with her faith. And we're going to begin the show with that. And then we're going to dip back into our standard fare because if you've been to the blog this week, you know that we're covering some pretty troubling stories. They don't call it the political cesspool for nothing. They call it the political cesspool because the sewer that we have to sift through in order to drudge the muck and get to the bottom of the truth and wade through the disgusting issues that are thrust upon our people. It is a political cesspool. And we're your captains. We're gonna guide you through it. We're going to steer you through those murky waters each and every week. We're going to drain that cesspool. But it don't take our government long to fill it back up, does it, Keith?
No, unfortunately, it doesn't. All we have to do is sit back and read the headlines. And, you know, here's, you know, enough for three shows, not one show.
Well, we're going to take a break, folks. Former Victoria's Secret supermodel. It's going to be nice to have a voice of femininity on this show with all this testosterone and masculinity here in the studio. We're going to take a break, folks. You're going to hear from her in just a second.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you will ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. I guess it was about 4 years ago, a 19-year-old model by the name of Kylie Basuti won a competition. She beat out 10,000 other women to win a lucrative and coveted position with Victoria's Secret, being a model. And 2 years into that career, she shocked Victoria's Secret, shocked the fashion world by leaving it all because it conflicted with her Christian faith. And I had a chance. She just released a book. I'm No Angel is the name of the book. It's really doing well. She's been on the Today Show this week. I've seen her interviewed with George Stephanopoulos. I mean, she's been on some of the biggest talk shows in the world and still made time for us. And I had the chance to catch up with Kylie on Monday morning. She sat down with me, and here is the conversation that we had.
Congratulations on the launch of your new book. Really looking forward to sharing your message with the audience this evening. Like many girls, you had a dream of becoming a supermodel, and in 2009, when you were 19 years old, that dream, quote-unquote, seemingly came true. Take us back to then and tell us what happened. You beat out over 10,000 other women to land that spot with Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, you know, that definitely was my dream, and at the age of 19, I entered the huge Runway Angel First. And I ended up being narrowed down out of the 10,000 to the 10 finalists. And then from there, America voted, and I ended up winning the entire competition.
And so from that point forward, I'm sure you thought that you were set. But something happened over the course of the 2 years that you were in that industry. What did you experience between 2009 and 2011 that led you to make a very remarkable decision?
Well, you know, a lot of things took place, especially in my relationship with the Lord. He really just opened my eyes to a lot of the things that I was doing. But I talk a lot in my book about just the kind of example that I was being to young girls. I had my cousin one time tell me that she wanted to start throwing up her food so that she could feel pretty. like me. And she was 8 at the time when she said that. And so I just slowly started realizing that that's the kind of example I was to young girls. I made girls feel that pressure that they had to look a certain way to feel pretty in this world, as well as, you know, posing in lingerie for other men to see, and, you know, how hard that is for my husband, who should be the only one to see me that way. So a lot of things happen with the Lord just changing my heart and opening my eyes to all of these things.
Ladies and gentlemen, the book is I'm No Angel. The author is our guest, Kylie Basuti. We're going to plug that book in just a few minutes as the interview wraps up. But Kylie, as you mentioned, throughout that 2 years that you were in that line of work, you felt conviction, you felt nagging, you shared the story with your cousin. Was there perhaps a breaking point, maybe one day on the job where the light bulb just went off, you had the aha moment, and you just knew that you had to get out?
Yeah, there was a breaking point at a certain photo shoot that I did that I talk about in the book, where the photographer was just really pressuring me into doing things that I didn't want to do, that I was very uncomfortable with, and he was being very rude in the way that he was speaking to me, and, you know, he was just, when I told him that I didn't want to do these things, he told me that, well, I'm a Victoria's Secret model, this is what we do, and that's what I'm being paid for, that's why they hired me, and if I'm not going to do it, why am I even there? And so that's when it really just hit me that everything the photographer was saying was true, and that's what I had been doing for the past year, was, you know, posing provocatively for men. I was doing things that really I should not be doing.
You know, it seems as though, and I know this is an important message in your book, to help women fight through self-consciousness and insecurity that is pushed on them by the world. And it seems as though most women, regardless of how physically beautiful they are, struggle with self-consciousness, insecurity. Well, why do you think this is, and is this something that's perhaps even more pronounced in the world of modeling?
Yeah, you know, I believe that the media has a huge impact, negative impact, on girls and women everywhere. And I believe it's a huge problem in our society, and that's why 1 in 5 women and girls have an eating disorder, because there's so much pressure on them to have to look a certain way for the world to deem them beautiful. And really, it's something that, you know, nobody can truly live up to the standards that are set in all of these catalogs and these ads. You know, how thin all of these models are in these ads and how perfect their complexion is, it's really all due to Photoshop. And so it's really something that the girls can't live up to, yet it's such a huge pressure on all of these girls that they feel as though they have to live up to it. And so my book really exposes all of that, all of the Photoshop that goes into all of these images that the girls are seeing.
Well, you had the opportunity now. You shocked the fashion world when you made your courageous decision in 2011. Now we're fast-forwarding to the present day. The opportunity has obviously presented itself for you to share your story with the world. How did that come about? How did the book come about?
Well, you know, when I made the decision to leave the lingerie industry, I didn't really come out and tell a lot of people about it, you know. It was just more of like a personal thing. Of course, people in the industry knew. But in 2011, when I decided to finally, you know, say something on social media, people were very intrigued by it. And so Fox News picked up the story and wanted to do an interview with me. And then from there, it was just like everybody, Good Morning America and all sorts of different news outlets wanted to hear my story, because it's almost unheard of someone to leave the industry like that. And so from there, you know, I got approached about writing a book. It wasn't really something that I had thought about doing. But when I was told how big of an impact my story in this book could be in young girls' lives, girls who were struggling with some of the things that I struggled with, it really became something that I wanted to pursue and wanted to do. And so that's kind of how the book came along, was just through all of this crazy media stuff that happened. And then I ended up writing the book, and, you know, it was true. The book has already impacted tons of girls' lives, girls that are struggling with eating disorders or the pressures of the media and body image issues. It's already been a great impact on their lives. So it's been an absolutely amazing blessing.
I want to ask you two quick questions in summation, but I want to quickly follow up on the incredible amount of coverage you've received. You know, you take in consideration that the establishment media is decidedly anti-Christian in many of its outlooks, and you go on these shows, you mm-hmm. talk about some of the programs you've been on, the Today Show. I've seen you on with George Stephanopoulos and some of these other just major media venues.
Let's hold it up right there. You know how it is with supermodels, guys. When I talk to them, they just don't let me go. So I try to keep that within a single segment, but... hey, you know, I am James Edwards, after all. We're going to listen to the tail end of that interview that I did with Kylie Basuti earlier this week at the top of the next segment, so stay tuned.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin, just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Kylie Basuti. Check out her website, I'm No Angel, I believe it was .org, but she also has KylieBasuti.com. I had a chance to sit with her earlier this week and tape an interview. She is on an incredible media blitz right now, folks. I mean, she's just doing the biggest shows in the country. And she was actually live on the radio with Sam Bushman. Sam got her live, that dirty dog. I had to tape it. But nevertheless, she's on the cesspool right now for all intents and purposes. And I tried to keep the interview with her down to about 8 minutes so we could keep it nice and neatly tucked into a single segment. But like I said before the break, when supermodels start talking to me, you know, they just always tend to go long-winded. But in all seriousness, it is a great story, a great message. And Keith and I are going to dissect it right at the end of, or should I say the completion of the interview that I taped with her on Monday. And here it is now, folks.
You know, you take in consideration that the establishment media is decidedly anti-Christian in many of its outlooks, and you go on these shows, you talk about some of the programs you've been on, the Today Show, I've seen you on with George Stephanopoulos and some of these other just major media venues, and you don't hide the name of Christ under a bushel. I mean, you go out there and you give them the message completely undiluted. Did you expect things to take off as they have?
I didn't expect it at all. You know, I've just been in prayer about it all. Really just praying that the Lord would guide everything and that His hand would be in it all. And so He really has just been very gracious through all of this. And it's amazing. You know, I don't believe that there's any other way that the media would have picked it up unless God had His hand in it and was a part of it, you know, because it's just, it's really unheard of for you know, these secular shows to want to even talk to me about
Well, that's right, and if they do talk about it, it's in many cases in a condescending or mocking manner. You know, this is a Christian radio show, this is a Christian network that we're on here, so certainly at the risk of sounding pretentious, I'm very proud of you and very excited to see you taking a leadership role on this important issue. One of the things you've been quoted as saying is stop looking to the media and its illusions for your identity and start looking towards Christ. You see other, for lack of a better word, celebrities. Tim Tebow would be an example that comes to mind. He is often maligned and mocked for being explicitly pro-Christian. Now, you're doing that as well, and I know your book is just now officially being released, and you're going to be making a lot more news in the weeks to come. And just keep on doing what you're doing. What's next for you, though? For Kylie Basuti, you're 23 years old, got a lot of years left in you. Where do you go from here?
Well, you know, one of my big passions now is just speaking to girls and women on different, you know, different struggles that I've gone through. Speaking to girls on eating disorders, body image issues, finding your identity in Christ versus in the world. And so right now I'm just speaking at a lot of different churches, a lot of different conferences, and that's really something that I'm very passionate about right now. And I'm also involved with a Christian clothing company. So we're starting a Christian clothing line that's going to be launching this summer.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I'd heard about that, and I wanted to be sure to plug that before time ran out. And I saved the most important question for last. The name of your book, one more time, where people can get it and where folks can learn more about your work and ministry.
The book is called I'm No Angel, and you can get it on Amazon.com or your local Christian bookstore. And you can learn more about me on my website, imnoangel.org.
Kylie, I know you are in the middle of a pretty intense media blitz. Thanks for taking a few minutes to be with us this evening. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you, too.
All right, folks, so that was it. Kylie Basuti, imnoangel.org. The book is I'm No Angel, former Victoria's Secret supermodel, gets the conviction, turns it all around, and is now speaking out on behalf of those issues and standing up for Christ. And You know, this is a political talk show, but as we've always made mention, we never separate our faith from our politics. And in fact, if you go to our statement of principles and our mission statement, the number one thing on the list is that above all, this is a Christian show. And all of the other things fall in line behind that because we think it is a reflection of our faith to love our heritage, to respect our ancestors. That being said, Keith, she mentioned that it is surprising that she's been able to break out. Certainly if she didn't look the way she did, I think, and was a former Victoria's Secret supermodel. And by the way, folks, if you haven't seen what she looks like, I mean, but, you know, I think it's because of that that she's been able to get on some of these shows, because these shows are so decidedly anti-Christian and they hate everything she stands for. But she's been able to break through, I think, because she is so beautiful, and that's good. But she's taking a stand. You know, it's a sad day and age, Keith, where, and I mentioned Tim Tebow in the interview with her, you know, Tim Tebow has been drummed out of the league, not because he is a bad quarterback, as they say. He might have an unorthodox delivery, but he went 10-6 in his only year as a starter and won a playoff game. Tim Tebow, who just received one of the most lucrative contracts in NFL history, has been the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys for, what, 5 or 6 years and has won one playoff game in his career. Tim Tebow did that in the first and only season of his career. He was 10-6. A lot of quarterbacks would trade everything to have a career like that. And he's being drummed out, not because he's bad, as they say, but because he's a Christian. It's controversial to be pro-Christian. It's controversial to say, listen, I'm a Christian and I put Christ first. That's what Tebow did. That's what she's doing. You know, Tim Tebow, you say, hey, I'm a Christian. Now, you better keep that under wraps, Tim. You better keep that in the closet. And then we have Jason Collins, the homosexual basketball player who, you know, has career averages of 1.1 rebound a game, played 6 games last year, and it's like, oh my God, what a courageous hero you are for coming out as a homosexual. It's completely backwards. It's completely opposite. It's completely perverted. But hats off to Tim Tebow, and hats off to our guest tonight, Kylie Basuti.
Well, again, you know, the silence is deafening from certain quarters about Kylie Basuti, and of course, Tim Tebow as a sports figure, who is in charge of sports in America today, sports broadcasting? The answer is ESPN. Who runs ESPN? Little pop quiz. What is the religious or ethnic identification of Chris Berman, Tony Kornheiser, Steve Levy, Linda Cohn, Rachel Nichols, all of these people who are the white faces that you see on ESPN? I'll give you a hint. They're not Presbyterians. They're not Southern Baptists. They're not Roman Catholics. Beep. They're Jews, okay? What is important about Jews? We have said this all the time. The thing to understand is that they are, one, the most liberal part of the population that passes as white, and two, they are also the most effective people in liberal movements. They are, as we've said time and again, the yeast that makes the dough rise in liberalism. Without their input, without their presence, none of these radical egalitarian movements that have gone down the path since, 1950, none of them would have succeeded. So that's one thing. But then on Kylie Basuti, let's get back to her. There is one group of people from whom the silence is deafening. That is the feminist establishment. Nobody from the National Organization for Women is jumping on Kylie Basuti's bandwagon. Nobody from that group, Rachel Maddow, for example, is not featuring her story on MSNBC. Why is that? Well, of course, it's the fact that she's a Christian and she's heterosexual. If she were homosexual, I guarantee you, you'd be hearing about this from MSNBC and Rachel Maddow. You would also be hearing about the National Organization of Women coming to her defense, which tells you exactly whose corner the National Organization of Women is really in. It's not for women, it's for lesbians, right?
Well, Keith, you are exactly right. And as I mentioned before, Kylie sort of shared my surprise that her story has been able to break through the way it was, because it seems as though she was agreeing with me that the media is anti-Christian. And I think certainly it has something to do that she is a beautiful model, and so they wanted to have her on. But for whatever reason, she was able to break through and get an important message across. But getting back to the Tebow thing, and I've wanted to talk to you about this for weeks. You know, so here's Jason Collins, this scrub of a basketball player who's had a nondescript journeyman career of very poor averages. And he's just not a good player, but he comes out as a homosexual. And even though he was living with a white woman who was his fiance for the last number of years, and all of a sudden he's a homosexual, you figure that out. But nevertheless, he's come out as a homosexual, and he graces the cover of ESPN, the magazine. You just see, you know, he's been invited to speak with the president, and Michelle Obama and he are doing Democratic fundraisers together. And we got to take a break, unfortunately, but we'll talk about that. I mean, Tim Tebow versus Jason Collins and Kylie Basuti. We'll be back with it. Stay tuned.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more. Ladies and gentlemen of our Liberty Roundtable audience, we invite you to consider joining us. We use the services of George Costello and Utah Document Solutions. They are your authorized Xerox sales agent. We've been experiencing great service, pricing, and results, and we've gotten to know George and his team at Utah Document Solutions, your authorized Xerox sales agent. We were facing a huge increase from our former supplier, and we've been pleased to enjoy great service and an even lower cost of our documents. We recommend that you check with George to see if he can save you money like he has for us. Call George at 801-216-4816. He is your authorized Xerox sales agent. The number again, 801-216-4816.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, between a former Victoria's Secret supermodel and a little Frankie Valli, I don't think this hour is going to get any better. But we'll see. Peter Scoop Stanton is on the phone. And calling in, he is, of course, our Washington, D.C. correspondent. But before we go to Scoop, I want to quickly turn it over to Keith. Keith, I was just comparing and contrasting the treatment in the media that Tim Tebow and Jason Collins have received. One, in Tebow's instance, for being an outspoken Christian, and Jason Collins for coming out. No one knew he was even in the NBA. until he came out as a homosexual, and the fawning and lavish praise he's received from the Obamas. You know, Barack Obama took time out of his very busy schedule as president to call Jason Collins and congratulate him for coming out as a pervert. Now, Tim Tebow did not receive that same phone call from Obama. And, of course, Tim Tebow is being drummed out of the league for his beliefs. Quickly reconcile that, and then we're going to get to Scoop. And I'm sure Scoop has a few things to say about our last guest.
Okay, Obama and the liberal establishment aren't coming out for either Kylie Basuti or Tim Tebow. Apparently, all outsiders aren't created equal. I pointed out that ESPN, which is the primary organization now in charge of sports broadcasting, is dominated by the Sons of Israel. Now, what is it about the Sons of Israel? One, they're liberal. Two, they are the most effective change agents that liberalism or any other movement has ever had.
According to Joe Biden.
According to Joe Biden, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. And also, quite obviously, as Jews, they're not Christian. So they are not only not Christian, they are Christianity's first and most obdurate and consistent enemy throughout the history of Christianity for the two millennia they've been there. Unfortunately, there are a lot of fundamentalist Christians today that don't believe that. They think that Jews are their best friend and their chosen people. But I hate to break the news to them. That's just not the way it's been. And this is more evidence of it. You're not going to see, you know, Kylie Basuti is not being backed by the liberal establishment feminists, the people at National Organization of Women, just like Tim Tebow is not getting a lot of play and support from ESPN and the typical establishment spokespeople for professional football. And there's a reason for that. Christians are not going to be popular among these people. In fact, Christians are considered their mortal enemies. They're the ones that they would like to see pass from the scene, James.
Yeah, as we just thought, if Kylie Basuti was leading the slut walk, you know, we've talked about that before, the slut walk, which receives so much critical acclaim, I'm sure she would be on every major show. Now, to my surprise and hers, she has been on the Today Show. She has been interviewed by Stephanopoulos, but those instances notwithstanding, you know, Victoria's Secret model leading the charge for lesbian rights or leading the slut walk, I'm sure she'd have been a lot further on. And of course, if she'd have just kept silent and just swallowed her faith and kept it under a bushel, hidden like a candle under a bushel, then, you know, she'd be making a lot more money doing the Victoria's Secret stuff. But she came out and she was able to break through. She was able to write a book and get publicity. And we were able to give her a little bit of publicity for our own right here on this venue. And I was very happy to have had the opportunity. Peter Scoop Stanton was undoubtedly listening to that interview as it played on the air this evening. Scoop, any thoughts from you?
Good evening, James, Keith, Sam, and the rest of the Cesspool family. Ladies and gentlemen, as I'm driving to work and listening to the show via the telephone landline courtesy of Liberty News Radio, Mr. Edwards and I were texting each other. And
I told you to keep it
a cold shower. Thank God he was behind closed doors, because if he was out in downtown Memphis, God only knows what would have happened. James said, you guys check out the chick's pictures. Well, unfortunately, my smartphone just ain't so smart. You know how hard it is to text with a rotary dial on a phone?
Well, about half of what Scoop said was true. We were texting. I don't know if I said all that. And Scoop, I told you to keep it clean. You're not supposed to be, you know.
That is clean.
You're not supposed to be relaying my secrets. Yeah, if you read what I actually said, it'd be really. No. I was asking Scoop if he was listening to the show, and as a passing courtesy, I'd asked if he had actually, you know, been to her website where he would have seen the picture. But by no means whatsoever did I encourage him as a married man to go and look at her. My wife got, you know, my wife is a beautiful woman. Anybody that's ever seen her can attest that I put her picture up on the website. My wife's incredibly beautiful. She got jealous just knowing I was going to interview this woman. I mean, that's how pretty she is. But I think that's pretty common for the female form. But anyway, Scoop, the message itself, let's, as hard as it is not to focus on what Kylie Basuti does indeed look like, we'll focus on her message. Your thoughts?
Well, the message is very simple. She stuck to her guns, and that's that. She gave up a lucrative modeling career because of what she believed in. And, you know, what I believe in, I'm still dirt poor because people don't want to pick up the cesspool. And also, well, I don't work very hard, and I'm not very good at my job, but that's a different story. But whether if you look at her as compared to Tim Tebow, she's a pretty face, and sex still sells. So granted, you know, Tebow is a, you know, a handsome gentleman, athletic gentleman, but Stephanopoulos, the Today Show, all these other networks, they probably personally despise her for her beliefs, but it's like, hey, let's get this wicked hot model on, so then we can get people like Jim Edwards and Scoop Stanton to watch and get hot and bothered.
Well, she could certainly do that if you were susceptible to that kind of temptation, which, of course, we're not, Scoop. But, you know, I even saw her on Huffington Post Live. She went to the Huffington Post studios. Do you know how liberal and anti-Christian and anti-American Huffington Post is? But even they had her on and had a fawning interview with her. I mean, Keith, it really defies belief that today, I mean, you know, coming on Liberty News Radio, Sam Bushman's Liberty Roundtable or the Political Cesspool, yeah, it's a Christian-friendly venue, so you're going to get that. But today's show, Stephanopoulos, even the Huffington Post, which is rapidly, you know, left-wing, had her on and just basically let her tell her story unabated, and they didn't challenge her on it. They were like, oh, really? Oh, wow. You left Victoria's Secret? Wow. You know, they didn't endorse her beliefs as we do, but they didn't challenge her either. It's really incredible that she's been able to get a message out, and the only reason is because, let's face it, they want her on TV because she's beautiful.
Yeah, you know, it's really kind of amazing. Feminists should be flocking to her standard just the way that the gay community is flocking to, what's his name, Jason Collins, this journeyman basketball player. And quite frankly, you're even stretching it to call him a journeyman. If you played in six games in an entire NBA season of 80 games, that ain't much, folks. But Jason Collins is a celebrity who gets the backing of all of the left-wing media and all of the left-wing's groups from the NAACP on down. One, he's black. Two, he's homosexual, or at least he professes to be homosexual. I'm not even sure he's homosexual. Announcing yourself to be a homosexual is now a good career move, apparently. But then, you know, when we see Gloria Steinem coming out, taking on to the Ramparts and getting after Victoria's Secret because of the way they've treated this woman because she is a Christian, then I'm ready to eat my words, but not until then.
Scoop, a final word to you. Undoubtedly, you will be going to imnoangel.org, not to look at Kali Basudi's picture, but to buy her book, correct, at your earliest convenience?
Well, I'll buy it on Kindle, or I'll just borrow it from local library, or steal it from somebody that might have left it on the subway train.
She actually told Sam and I she was going to send us a book. I've not yet received mine. That gives me a reason to call her back, I guess, if I don't get it pretty soon. But anyway, Scoop. Hey, yeah, right. Before we leave, we got about 1 minute left. I'm going to turn this over to Keith. Keith, what's the Boy Scouts done this week in respect to everything we've been talking about this hour?
They've caved into the forces of political correctness, and as a result, at least here in Red State America, in the American South and in the Midwest, people are defecting in droves from the Boy Scouts. Now, what do you make of that? This is, you know, quite frankly, Red State America is the recalcitrant America that does not want to follow the lead of these blue staters who think they are smarter and know better than the rest of us. This is a perfect example of it. This is why we are marginalized. This is why, quite frankly, we had Kevin McDonald say one time that if there had been an American Bolshevik Revolution, we know who would have gone to the gulags. It would have been Southern whites, because we are just like the Ukrainians and white Russians. We're, in their opinion, overly religious and culturally backward, and therefore not good candidates for conversion into revolutionaries.
Well, keeping with our blue-collar standards, Scoop, we wish you a very successful and productive night at work this evening. I understand that one of your most recent shifts, you witnessed a woman relieving herself in the middle of the floor.
Yep. All I want to do is go home, and people literally use the train stations and the train themselves as toilets.
What train station was it? Well, we don't want to reveal too much about where Scoop's employed, but he said he happened to come upon a woman who was just, you know, defecating in the floor. And it wasn't just urinating. No, it wasn't PG-13. Well, Scoop, we hope you spare yourself. We hope you're spared of that experience again tonight. We love you, buddy. I guess we got to take a break here. But anyway, Kali Basuti has been the talk of the hour. We're going to get back to our standard fare in the second hour. That means we're going to get into the cesspool. I wish we could float in the clouds with supermodels all show, but we can't. I'm noangel.org. Scoop, we love you, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.